Welcome to Hammer Done! Done! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby. Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. Canadian sensation bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
Good day, Tony.
As always, Raldi and Mitt are in the back. Boys, how you doing?
How we doing?
Hey, doing pretty good, Tony. Super pumped. Picks Friday.
Love Picks Friday. What's Picks Friday? If you're a new listener, Picks Friday, you know, we've talked about the games all week. You don't need to hear us talk about them anymore. You just want to know what we're fucking taking. Hey. Is that right?
Hell yeah.
Mitt knows.
Gumby was 2-0 last night on the fucking diamond.
Yes, sir.
Congrats to you.
Yes, sir.
First half, Jaguars under did not hit for me last night.
No, Bengals -6.5 did not hit either, my friend.
They scored 14 in the first. They scored 7 in the second. That's the half.
That'll happen.
Got the wrong half. Mitt, did you have anything last night?
Yeah, I had Bengals and the over. Over pushed, Bengals didn't cover. I live bet, I did tweet this out, so I'm counting this as a dub. I live bet Bengals to win during halftime +240.
I saw that.
That's a win.
That's a W.
That's a W.
It's as good as they come.
Betting Thursday nights, you know, it's risky. You never know what the fuck's going to happen.
I mean, there was a minute there where it felt like they were going to cover, then they just went for the field goal.
Yeah.
The U did not cover, unfortunately.
We talked about that. You were a fucking psycho for even taking
that game. There was a moment where the Bengals had the ball with 3 minutes left and the U had the ball with 3 minutes left, both driving, where both were going to cover, and then both went for the field goal. Bengals did win. The U missed their field goal and lost completely.
Okay.
For the record, I did take the under of that game, and that did hit, actually. I forgot about that.
You did.
For the record. Dick Diaz.
You mean Tony Diaz?
Hey.
Get him out.
Man, Diaz.
That guy stinks.
It also
did not help that the backup quarterback got hurt before the game as well. So we were rolling a third stringer. Third stringer for Miami, I would like to say, is still better than Virginia's starter.
Those two teams.
I will still bet against Virginia every week.
Okay.
I'm not stopping because of that.
As long as they're not playing Miami.
Is Miami now like Florida State level of
fade
them?
No.
Okay, good, because I still have a shirt. And
close, though. You did that. Take them to win the national championship before the year, though. So
yeah, I have a $3 cash out option on that.
$3.
You might as well just take
that. Yeah,
you might want to take that
$3.
I don't think that one's going up, pal.
You might want to take that $3.
God damn.
Picks Friday. We starting NFL, NCAA. What do you want to do?
Whatever you want to do, boss.
Mate, what do you want to do? Make a call.
We just talked about college, so let's get into some college.
All right, let's do college. We'll go around. I'll start. Mine start tonight. I looked at taking Maryland plus the points. I did not take that as my bet. I took the under 48 in Iowa and Maryland tonight. Obviously, Iowa has an incredible defense. Their offense just doesn't do it for me. They are an under team, so I'm taking Iowa and Maryland under the 48 tonight.
I like that, Tony. I am taking Iowa tonight. I think Iowa's defense, they're going to get a touchdown. They're going to do it.
That's how they've won games.
That's the only way they can do it, I think.
They've won games on defensive touchdowns. Pal?
We have some breaking news here.
Oh, fuck.
This is incredible.
What?
Matt Nagy said today
game time.
His starting quarterback for Sunday's matchup against the Lions will be a game time decision.
Correct.
Is he a mastermind?
Give me Foles, baby.
NCDC big. Has no idea what to get ready for.
No, it's going to be tough.
Oh, big dick Nick Foles. Give me that all day.
Oh, it could be that.
I want to.
We'll get to that on
so bad.
On our NFLs.
I am with
Lions.
Mitt. I am with Mitt on Iowa as well. And as a gambler, I have to do this.
Okay.
I heard from a little birdie.
Yes, you did.
That some of BYU's top players are out tonight, including their quarterback. Utah State is +10, +9.5. It is my duty.
To relay.
With a tip like that, to relay it and hammer Utah State plus the points.
Yeah.
I am a giant Utah State fan, have taken them every single game, and it is going to be a homer pick, but I am taking the money line for that reason. Let's go, Gumpy.
Incredible of you to be a good human and relay that tip to the people.
Thank you.
I have a bad pass with tips, so I'm going to stay away.
All right.
I am taking the under 43.5 in Michigan and Wisconsin. Wisconsin is number one in the nation against the run, stopping the run. They give up 1 yard a carry. Michigan loves to run the ball, so if they can't get the run going, I don't know where the points come from. It's why I didn't take his side. I also didn't want to trust Graham Mertz in that offense against Michigan's defense, so I'm taking the under 43.5 in this one.
Go ahead, Mitt.
I got a couple overs here. I really like one the over time, of Louisville and Wake Forest.
Okay. Louisville and Wake Forest. I might as well jump on since I'm on that game. I am taking Wake minus 6.5.
I am with you, Tony, and I've been against Wake all year, so this is the game where Wake will definitely not cover, but I will jump on the Wake Forest train.
Eastern Michigan plus 2.5 versus NIU. Love this pick. Love Eastern Michigan this weekend. Let's go. Mitt, your turn. He's muted.
Shit.
He's muted himself.
Sorry. Let's take it to the Fresno State at Hawaii. Fresno State minus 10.5. I love that pick.
End of the, you already reached the end of the schedule?
I actually just looked at my parlay the wrong way. So I went the wrong way.
All right, no, it's fine. It doesn't matter. But what do you got? You're taking Fresno?
Yeah, I'm still Operation Fade Hawaii. They had a fluke game, fluke win.
Okay. Pal? What?
Taking Texas minus 3.5.
That is a stinky, stinky line.
Yeah.
There's no reason why it should be down to 3.5.
I'm all in on Texas.
Texas definitely, I believe, has the best offense in the Big 12. They are fucking humming.
Let it eat, boys.
TCU, I don't fucking know.
Those are rookie.
They haven't
numbers.
Been impressive this year.
Those are rookie numbers.
Hey,
let's get those up.
Let's get those
up. Get those up.
I respect that pick. I am taking the under 43.5 in Troy and South Carolina, two defensive teams who struggle to score and slow the pace down. So under 43.5 in Troy and South Carolina.
I am going to go over to the SEC here. Okay. I'm taking LSU minus the 3.5 versus Auburn. It's in Death Valley. Auburn's dealing with the quarterback situation. Yes, they don't know who the starter is going to be. I am worried that if TJ Finley comes out there, ex-LSU player, he might light him up. But Bo Nix is going to blow it this game here.
He did you happen to see any of last week's game?
I actually watched the entire fourth quarter, so I saw him back.
He was fucking sitting there pouting.
Who was, Bo?
Yeah, after he fucking got taken out.
Well, Finley fucking pouted all year last year for LSU.
He got pulled?
Bo, yeah.
That's how they won the game.
Over fucking Gussie Falzone's dead body.
Yeah, he may be the quarterback at UCF next year.
Maybe now. Next week. Transfer portal.
Yeah, so Auburn is dealing with some shit. They barely beat Georgia State last week.
Yeah, they have two prima donnas at quarterback.
LSU does not have prima donna at quarterback. They have the son of a legend.
Yes.
Brad Johnson, Max Johnson. I almost went LSU too here, man. I'm not sure why I didn't, but I stayed away.
For some reason, Auburn.
Death Valley at night.
Yeah.
Good luck fucking going in there.
What's LSU money
Auburn line? Hasn't beat LSU there since 98 or something.
What's LSU money line?
It can't be much because I think the line's 3.5 or 2.5.
It might be 2.5 now. I got it at 3.5 yesterday.
It's probably that. I don't think it's going to go the other way. Under 57.5 for me, Kent and Bowling Green. Two teams that, not incredible. Not incredible at all, but I like the defenses in this one. Slower pace, so Kent and Bowling Green under the 57.5 for me. Pal, are you looking at the money line for LSU?
Yes, sir.
Money line for LSU is minus 158.
Yeah, can't do it.
You can always take the 2.5. That's a nice little number. It's minus 128 before it moves.
Fucking LSU. Every time I bet on
take it as a private pick. Take it as a private pick.
Fuck it, I'll take it. LSU minus 2.5. Fucking bet on Dick Diaz last night. I can bet on LSU.
What else you got?
This one I hate, but okay. I have to do it.
Okay.
Cincinnati money line.
Yes.
That's a hype boy.
I am staying away
from that.
That's
a hype boy.
That is a hype boy pick. That's your hype boy pick of the week.
Yes,
right
sir. Yes,
Texas
sir.
Is a hype boy pick, too.
So is LSU.
Let's go.
Maybe I'm just an old hype boy, though.
Might go. Be.
Old washed up hype boy.
Hype boy Central. Staying with that game, you got to throw the over of that. It's at 50 and a half. Come on. There's going to be a bunch of touchdowns in this game.
Maybe.
Bunch of them.
Yeah,
bunch
hell yeah.
I got SMU Lane, 20 and a half. Three touchdowns against USF. SMU, I believe, in my opinion, one of the more underrated teams in this country. I believe they have the number one passing attack, and USF is like in the bottom 10 as far as defending it, so that's why I took it. Laying the 20 and a half, which is a big number I don't normally like to do.
Nah, that is wild, Tony.
That is, hold on, yards per... Oh, okay. So yards per pass, SMU is 30th in the nation. South Florida is 126th against the pass. And then yards per rush, SMU is 5th. South Florida is 130th in the nation defending the run. So SMU offense is pretty much why I'm taking this one. Go ahead, anyone.
I got UCLA. It seems like people really fell off after they lost to Fresno State.
Back on them.
Yeah, they're playing Arizona State at UCLA. I just like UCLA. I mean, their quarterback's really good. I think Chip Kelly's doing a really good job. They had a bad game against Fresno State. He was a really good football team.
Yeah, I'd lean that way as well. Arizona State really hasn't played anybody. UCLA has been tested, and they're not a bad football team.
I'm with Mitt on that one as well.
Okay.
And I will take Oregon minus 7.5.
Ooh.
Against Stanford.
Yeah. They didn't look good last week against Arizona.
Yeah, they came out strong, and then
I feel like this is a bounce back spot. I think Oregon wins. I think Oregon fucking rolls here.
Don't love the number here.
No, I think it's 8.5 now.
Yeah, and this one I don't love the number here for Air Force minus 10.5 is the best I could find versus New Mexico. New Mexico is a bad football team.
Yeah, Tony, take that. I want to add that as one of my picks now.
Oh, you do?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Not a baby.
New Mexico. My only worry there is New Mexico can stop the run, and obviously Air Force is a running team. But on offense, New Mexico's 112th in the country versus 30th for Air Force. I'm just hoping New Mexico can't score. Actually, the under here might be a play as well.
Could be.
Go ahead, Mitt.
Let's go, Mitt.
Anything else?
The last pick that I have is another over. It's Louisiana Monroe at Coastal Carolina over 56.5.
And you're hoping Coastal does that on their own.
Yeah, I did not want to take Coastal minus, I think it was like 3 or 4 touchdowns.
You know who the OC is at UL Monroe, I believe.
Dick Monroe?
It's not Dick Monroe.
Used to be.
When it was founded. Dick Monroe. It's actually Pat's old college head coach.
Rich Rod.
Oh,
let's go, dude.
His son is the quarterback. I can't remember.
All right.
My last pick, under 46, Mississippi State, Texas A&M. Texas A&M hasn't been able to score all year. Mississippi State actually has been playing lower scoring games as well. So,
all right. Let's get into some puppies then.
You got puppies left?
Rutgers, plus 16.5.
Big pups.
What are we talking about?
Okay.
Ole Miss plus 14.5.
Big pups.
What are we talking about?
Yep.
Arkansas plus 18.5. What are we talking about?
It's hilarious that all three of those are huge puppies and everyone's going to be on them, I think.
And then taking Florida minus 7.5 at Kentucky.
Yeah, I got way off.
I would have taken it at 8.5. I like it at 7.5. Oregon State was plus 2.5. They're now a favorite now. I would take the money line over Washington. This Oregon State team is good. They got a good quarterback. Their defense is humming. They look really good. Washington does not. They're way underperforming. And
they have underperformed quite a bit this year.
Oh, talking about puppies, one more add-on. Boston College plus 14.
There's another one.
Against Clemson. I watched that Boston College team. They played Mizzou hard. Clemson, I've seen them play. They stink this year. They got nothing going on offense. Boston College is going to make that a game.
I looked at the under in that one. I didn't end up taking it because Clemson is probably the best under team in the country so far because their defense is really good and their offense has been terrible. Tell you what, you know, maybe you take BC, Rutgers, Ole Miss, Arkansas, money line parlay.
$10 to win $80 million.
Correct.
It's good value.
Who says no?
Not me.
Who says no?
Fucking me. Rutgers right. Money line over fucking Ohio State. You take that money, you go see fucking Saints of Newark.
Yes.
Fucking enjoy your weekend.
Saints of Newark tonight. Sometime this week, and I will get that in. Have you gonna to. Watch it this weekend sometime?
See, this is the issue.
You got footy Sunday morning. That's why I think I'm gonna try to squeeze it in Sunday morning.
There's no time.
I know.
There's no time. Unless I go late. Late show tonight. Like at 10:30.
Good.
But we got Utah State.
Or you could watch it on HBO Max.
No.
That's, you know, like the rest of us.
That's you. That's not me. That's you.
It's going to suck when we are all watching it on HBO Max at home. We already know what's happened. And Gump comes in. Oh, I couldn't make it to the theater.
Hey, I will fucking go tonight. I will stay up.
Just Nick, for you. As we just go to NFL, feel free to jump on all these. I decided we're just going to go down through every game and see if you have something on the game, let me know.
All right.
First game on the list is football team at the Falcons, -1.5. I decided to pull the trigger on the football team. I didn't take the -1.5, though. I'm going money line. I got it at -116. It's currently sitting at -120. I don't want to fucking have them win 21-20.
Yeah.
And then fucking kill myself for that. I'm going to go money line, -120, -115, wherever you find it at on Washington.
I'm with you there, Tony.
Okay.
Curtis Samuel back?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Let's go.
Anyone in the back doing anything on that one?
I am going with the Falcons +1.5. I like that 1 point, and I have no fucking clue who's going to win this game, so I'm taking the Falcons.
I may also, if I'm being honest, potentially look at Mike Davis to be in my under for running backs. Maybe. More research to come on running back unders, but maybe that one. Lions at Bears.
Give me the Lions.
Sitting at 3. Raldi's on the Lions. Mitt's on the Lions. I'm staying away. I don't want to touch this fucking game at all.
Let the record show that I wanted to take the Bears.
I am also... I'll also be on this on the record that I wanted to take the Bears, but I will not.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I did. Maybe I included the Bears in a money line parlay.
It just feels like...
Aren't you supposed to be in fucking Baltimore, dude?
No, I'm not going this week. Go ahead, finish your thought, please.
There's no thought. I just think everyone and their dog is on the Lions. And
you wanted to be on the Bears.
I want to take the Bears at home.
So, this is how this game's going to go. All right? Everyone, not only Lions fans, but Bears fans want the Detroit Lions to win. Bears fans want to see the Lions win so that they can fire their head coach. Mm-hmm. And also everyone's like, wow, the Lions played pretty damn good last week against the Baltimore Ravens. It's not a bad football team. Now they play the Bears, who stink, came off one of the worst games of all time. Play the Lions. So everyone's like, wow, I love the Lions, the lovable Lions, classic. What's going to happen, unless Dan Campbell is different than all these other coaches I've ever seen.
He is built different, dude.
We're going to see the same old Lions on Sunday, and they're going to come out and throw out an absolute dud, and Justin Fields will probably throw for 4 touchdowns.
It's going to be tough to rebound from that loss that they suffered.
A guarantee loss for the Lions. I'm being so negative right now. I'm normally not negative. If Nick Foles starts,
I guarantee
the Lions lose.
As long as they cover.
If it's Dalton or the other guy, Fields, Lions have a chance, and I'll leave it at that.
Can we bet on this game to tie?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
This is how it should end.
That is a bet on FanDuel.
This is how it ends.
Unless it's Nick Foles. I think we can all agree. If Foles plays,
he'll probably throw it for 6.
Lions have no chance.
If Foles plays, I am cashing out my Lions ticket the second I have a chance.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton's starting. It has to be. He's questionable. He's starting.
If it's Dalton, Lions win that game. 1,000%.
I might bet this game to finish in a tie.
If that's possible.
Listen, I mean,
It'll be a game time decision between Dalton or Fields. Nick Foles is not in
all the money's on the Lions.
Actual real?
Yeah, just came out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Game time decision.
Let's go.
Hey, good luck to you this weekend.
Thank you. Good luck to you guys.
I hope they get. I hope MCDC gets.
You deserve.
They need to get a win.
You deserve one.
It's easy to root for that guy. It's not easy to root for Nagy.
Exactly. Jared Goff. We'll see.
I love. They haven't looked bad.
No, they're great. They've only given up two sacks.
You were
pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
You were leading in Green Bay at the half.
Yep. One possession game.
Should have beat the Ravens.
Hey, what I know about Jared Goff is he hates the Bears. Bear Don. I don't care if we have to keep that fucking Bear. Bear fucking Don.
Which one of his elves did he get to fucking make him that fucking
big? So he's got like 12 guys. He's got Zito Shed.
Yeah. Woodwork. He's got a wood guy. He's got a merch guy. He's got a fucking shoe guy.
Yeah. Remember when he had a guy who would just make him computers every 4 months?
Yeah, computer guy.
He has a guy that calls in and asks if he needs his DirecTV login for Sunday Ticket.
He gets a new package every week, every day of the week, and go, I don't know where this came from.
Whose is this?
We know where it came from. It's one of your guys.
The best. Absolute best.
I am currently looking for a roofer right now. Go ahead, tell a friend. DM me, thank you.
60% of the tickets, 60% of the money's on the Lions in that game. The game before that, the football team, they are getting 60% of the tickets, 76% of the money. Good luck this weekend.
Good luck, Foxy.
All right, next game. So that game was, the back room was on the Lions. Guppy and I are staying away, but had to lean. If gun to our head, Bears. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Titans at Jets. Titans at Jets. At 6. Julio Jones and A.J. Brown are out.
Pull the trigger, Tony.
I'm too fucking soft to pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger, Tony.
Every ounce of me wants to take the Jets. I was looking at taking the Jets before those two were out.
This is a wait and see. I would take the Titans -6, but now I will wait and see because this line is going to go down.
Tell you what, this game might be an under possibility now. Now that those two are out, the Jets, bro, I don't want to do an under with that Titans team. Staying away. I lean Jets, staying away, though.
Derrick Henry, 55 rushes for 327 yards.
Okay.
Let's go.
There is. You can bet on him to lead the league in rushing this week.
That's what I envision.
I will take
the Titans here, no, whatever it is. I'd take them at 6, but I would wait to see what happens.
Okay.
I am a dipshit, and I kind of throw picks early so I can remember them for the show. I took the Titans -6 already. I would take it at 6.5, 7. I don't give a shit what the number is. Okay. They're going to kill them.
I like that we're going to talk about all these games on Picks Friday, so that in case you're in like an office pool or something where you have to pick all the games, you'll know.
Dead.
Those guys are on the Titans. I lean Jets.
Dead.
Browns at Vikings. This is a pick for me. I think both of these offenses are great. Yep. I love both the offenses. The big difference is I like the Browns defense better than the Vikings. I'll take the Browns. Stefanski going home. I'll take the Browns in this one I took them money line. I got it at 130. It's at 138 now. I didn't want to lay the 2.5. Do what you want to do with that one.
I'm taking the Browns.
Yeah. Okay. Browns money line. I'm with you. 100%.
I'll lone wolf this one. I'm taking the Vikings. I love the Vikings. I think the book is underappreciating them.
Because of Justin Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson, and I think Kirk Cousins. He's going to get the ball out fast.
They're
going to get a lot of pressure. But
if the Browns can stop a fucking wide receiver slant across the middle, it might be. Cousins might not have as great of a day as he did against the fucking Seahawks, dude.
Yeah, but can they do that? We don't know.
Well, they will get to Cousins.
Game that I almost added late. I don't think I'm going to, but I almost... Or no, I do have a pick on this game, but I almost picked a side late. Colts at Miami.
Yep.
42.5 is the total. Colts just came out. They've got some guys out. I looked at taking the Dolphins here. I really did. I'm not going to. More importantly, I'm going to take the under 42.5. I said yesterday I wouldn't do this because the total moved so much down. I'm still going to take the under 42.5 here.
Tony, I'm going completely against you on this one. I love the over 42.5. Jacoby Brissett's going to come out slinging the rock, and hopefully two sprains does the same.
What makes you think two sprains is going to do that?
I said
he's only got one. He's only got one.
One sprain now, dude.
Not two.
You on your fucking fins or what?
Dolphins money line.
Attaboy.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
I respect it.
They played good last week, man. They've.
Nick, you taking Carson Wentz over rushing yards? Sorry. He might rush for 140.
I really wanted to take the Colts in this game, but those injuries.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
There was a lot of them.
Probably going to stay away.
Next game.
Just let Jacoby throw, please. Open the fucking playbook.
Let me go back because I forgot. Browns-Vikings, 60% on the Browns. 70% of the money is on that game. And then what other one did we talk about? Titans-Jets. 65% of the tickets are on the Titans, but 63% of the money is on the Jets. Colts-Dolphins, 63-63. Dolphins-Dolphins as far as tickets and money. Panthers at Cowboys. I was on Panthers all week. I decided to stay away. I want to see what they do without Christian McCaffrey.
Can't do it. Cannot touch this game.
Stay away from everyone.
Mitt's no, Mitt's it's in my blood. Take the Cowboys.
Hell yeah. It's
not. I'm gonna take Panthers. Just okay. Piss Mitt off.
That no, I like okay. That.
My baby Nick.
The fuck, dude. Fuck.
I won't fucking see you at the cashier.
Oh shit.
We'll see.
Not going to see you at the cashier. 56% of the tickets are on the Cowboys. 70% of the money is on the Cowboys. Giants at Saints. It's at 7. Nice little round, even number of 7. 54% of the tickets are on the Saints. 70% of the money is on the Giants. I do have a pick here. It is under 41.5. Both right. Offenses have not blown the doors off of anybody.
Nope.
You'll say like, yeah, they scored 38 against the Packers, and they scored whatever against the Patriots. Well, there's two defensive touchdowns, and at the time Jameis had 5 touchdowns, he had 97 passing yards. So I'm going to go the under 41.5. It opened way higher. This is one yesterday I said I wouldn't take, but I am taking it
today. Here we are. Yeah, no thanks. I have no idea.
This is going to be a boring game.
I need to see the Saints do it back-to-back weeks.
It feels like
it's a Jekyll and Hyde situation.
I'm eyeing Saquon's under for rushing yards. Chiefs and Eagles. 70% of the tickets are on the Chiefs. Money is split 50-50. We know how the Chiefs have been as of late covering the number. It hasn't been good. I'm staying away.
This has to be the week.
They're so
do you know how many weeks in a row people have said that?
I don't care. I'm not.
This has to be the week.
I need to be on the right side when it happens. I have to be.
Let's go.
Died every week.
Right, let's do it.
Chiefs -7. Fuck it.
You have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes against Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, and it's only a touchdown spread. You have to take that. I will die with the Chiefs on that.
That baby man.
Let's go.
I'm not touching it. The reason why I'm not touching it is because the Chiefs haven't covered a game in so long.
Yeah.
But also, they are last, I believe, in the league against the rush. So if Hurts can fucking get a little fucking run game going, if they decide to give Miles Sanders more than 2 carries.
Yep.
But I'll stay away.
Hey, Tony, I have a saying, you're either hot or you're due. And I've never seen a team more due to cover a spread than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hold on 1 second.
What's your saying?
He just came up with that saying.
Yeah, it's his. Mark that down, please.
I've never heard that one before. What is it?
You're either hot or you're due. I trademarked that 3 years ago.
That's the new. It's actually the new shirt Mitt's putting out next week.
You're due. We should put that as a shirt.
Either hot or you due.
Make sure you check the internet though to make sure no one else has thought of that yet. As a shirt. Texans at Bills, it's 17.5. Not touching it. Lean the Fighting Daves.
Fuck off.
Damn it.
I'm not touching this game. Jesus.
Anyone in the back? You going Fighting Daves here?
No, I need Tyrod back.
Okay. Cardinals at Rams with lean Cardinals. Not going to take it, though.
I'm on the Rams.
I'm also on the Rams.
They're
really good.
I'm not touching this game.
I don't trust Cliff yet.
Either way, I pick this game, I would die knowing what happens. Correct. Like, if I pick the Rams, I'd be like, I thought it was going to be the Cards all week. And then if the Cards don't cover, I'll be like, Cards don't fucking cover against the
1,000%. Rams. 1,000%. Seattle at San Francisco. This is a pick for me. I will take the Seahawks +3. The surprisingly, not maybe, yeah, surprisingly, both defenses have not been good. The surprising part is that the 49ers defense has not been good at all, and the Seahawks have a huge advantage as far as yards per rush and yards per pass. So I'm taking the Seahawks plus the 3. Anyone else on this game at all?
I'll ride with you.
I'm with you, Tony.
Okay. Mitt, you on this game at all?
No, I think I've picked about 13 games already, so I'm staying away from this one.
Okay, baby, sounds good.
Smart.
Let me get back to Texans-Bills. 50% of the money's on the Bills, 75%, or sorry, 50% of the tickets are on the Bills, 75% of the money. Chiefs-Eagles, 70% of the tickets are on the Chiefs, 50% of the money, it's split. What did I miss? Anything? Seahawks and Niners, 70% of the money, 70% of the tickets are on the Seahawks, which is the only thing that scares me about that game. Ravens-Broncos, Broncos plus 1. Until I'm proven otherwise, even though they haven't played great teams, I'm going to take the Broncos here.
Yeah, of course. Like, why?
Teddy?
Yeah, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
Teddy's a covering machine.
He's a fucking weapon. Broncos defense is a weapon.
Now they're not. And you are what your record is. But let's just pretend Tucker doesn't make that 66-yard field goal. Let's pretend CEH doesn't fumble at the end of the game. Could the Ravens be an 0-3 football team?
And everyone forgets Lamar Jackson threw, what, 2 pick sixes in that game against the Chefs?
Mm-hmm. One.
One?
Threw two
picks one. To Tyron? Yeah. So, I mean...
Unfortunately, I can't forget any of that, Tony. All those things actually happened. I am an AFC North baller. Yeah, I will take the Ravens.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Speaking of the AFC North... By the way, Ravens are getting 80% of tickets, 80% of the money.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Steelers at Pack. Obviously, I can't take this game.
Packers!
6.5.
Been on the Packers all week.
Yeah, -6.5. Thank you very much.
Is it a reverse jinx ploy?
Could be.
Don't.
Is it? Don't. Or is it a profitable investment?
Could be either. Absolutely only could time will be tell. Either. I assume the money's all in the Packers there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaning Steelers here with the 6.5. I think the Steelers are a good football team.
You haven't watched them then.
You've been watching the film?
You might want to go back to
the TJ last is week. Back.
Yeah, TJ yeah. back.
82% of the tickets, 70% Claypool. Of the money's on the Pack.
Claypool might be out.
Claypool's dead. What about Juju?
Deontay's
Juju,
back.
Juju, it looks like Juju's going to play. It looks like Deontay's going to play. It looks like Watt's going to play. Claypool is questionable right now.
Highsmith's questionable. Oof. The highest money ticket game of the week, 90% of the tickets, 85% of the money is on the Bucks, -7. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy and root for the Patriots in this one, but honestly,
you root for the Patriots?
Yeah, fuck Tom
Brady.
That's
disgusting.
What do you mean?
That's what I said earlier on the show. I said this week you realized who you hated. Did you hate Tom Brady or did you hate the Patriots?
And yeah, I hate that scumbag Belichick and the team.
See, I realized that I hated Tom Brady.
Nah. Well, yeah, I hated him because he was on the team. But now, like, it didn't bother me at all.
No, he does. He's
what's
still
he doing over there in the NFC? He ain't bothering me.
He's still fucking
you'd rather
the
Patriots win a Super Bowl than the Bucks? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Put your priorities in order,
to
dude.
Shove it in Brady's face, yeah.
I'm kind of with Tony here.
Yeah, but it's different.
Why?
Steelers are Patriots' rival.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Patriots also cost my dad and my family like fucking $100,000 bonus with the Deflategate game.
Everything can't go back to your fucking allowance,
man. It does.
So then why are you hating on Tom?
I couldn't pay
Tom
Consuelo.
Tom's the fucking quarterback.
But now
Tom's the one that fucking puts in the balls. I don't even give a shit. They could have fucking played with the Nerf ball. They ran for like 400 yards.
Couldn't pay Consuelo that month. I'd lean Patsy. I'm not going to take it.
Yeah, though. I'm good on this, Tony.
All right, so.
Kill them. Kill them now.
Our NFL picks. I have football team money line, Browns money line, under 42.5 in Colts in Miami, under 42 in Giants in New Orleans, +3 with Seattle and +1 with Denver.
Cleveland money line, Washington money line, Titans -6, but wait to see if you can get it at a better number. Seahawks +3, Denver +1, Packers -6.5, Chiefs -7, Dolphins money line.
Bit.
We got the Atlanta Falcons +1.5, the Minnesota Vikings +2.5, Tennessee Titans minus whatever you want, Dallas Cowboys -4.5, the Chiefs -7, the over of the Colts and Dolphins game. We got the Los Angeles Rams and the late play over of 49.5, Tampa Bay at New England.
Did you say during the show that you were on the Falcons?
Yeah, I said I would Lone Wolf Falcons.
Okay. Lone Wolf Falcons.
Oh, whoa.
Nick, do you remember yours at all?
Not really, but okay. I can give you a few, I think.
just make sure, because the people come to you for the quarterbacks. You know, just let people know what quarterbacks are.
Daniel Jones is 22.5 this week. That is a must. There it is. That is a must have. I'm definitely on the Lions. We talked about that. Definitely on the Brownies. We're taking a chance on the Chiefs, Gump.
Okay.
And I've been on the Packers all week. Definitely on the Packers.
Okay. Baseball tonight. I'm off until Tuesday. So, what do you got on ball tonight?
Jesus, Tony.
You know that I'm off until next week, until the playoffs start.
I don't know if they'll let you back.
They're gonna let me back.
I don't know.
Trust me, my money's good. Manfred. My money's good there.
Cleveland first five money line with Morgan going. I like Cleveland. Cleveland's been playing good ball.
Okay.
White Sox first half result. Lance Lynn going.
Okay.
I don't like this because it's going against the sinking ship that is the Red Sox, but Mariners first five money line with Gonzalez going. I mean, yeah. Have to take. And then Giants first half result with Descalfani going against the Padres. Padres are dead. They ain't got nothing to play for.
You like, let me look. You like Lauer going against Kershaw?
No.
No?
I don't like Lauer.
He's pitching well.
I know.
1-1-1-0-1. Maybe I'll jump on it. I won't. I do have two futures tickets on Brewers to win the NL and the fucking series. So
the Cardinals knock off the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers could still come back and win, but
I got a +200 cash out on both those tickets. You think I should take them?
Nah.
On the Brewers
to win what?
I have them to win the NL and the series.
I mean,
I could double my money if I wanted right now.
I would think about it. But Brewers are a good squad.
I love that pitching staff.
I mean, their one reliever did break his hand celebrating.
He did. He punched the wall celebrating, correct? Bold move.
1.9 ERA all year.
That's a tough one.
That's a
bold fucking move. Footy for tomorrow, or you're tweeting them out, or you're giving them out. What are you doing?
Let's fucking run it here.
How many you got? 1,000?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 14.
Okay.
14. There we go.
You're a crazy person. Let's fucking go.
Burnley, money line over Norwich. Both teams haven't won. Burnley looked good. Drew with Leicester last week. Burnley's got to get one. I like Burnley. Burnley, money line.
Okay.
Leeds, money line over Watford. Leeds haven't won all year. It is time. This Watford team isn't that great. Okay. Just came up. Leeds is a good squad. They've just been playing good teams.
Okay.
Arsenal draw no bet at Brighton. Arsenal's won three straight. They're coming around. Brighton tied Palace on Monday. They haven't looked great.
Arsenal has looked better.
Yeah, they're coming around. So draw no bet. I like that here. Wolfsburg, Bundesliga, draw no bet at home versus Mönchengladbach. I don't know about this one. It was -150. If it gets past that, I wouldn't take it. Wolfsburg played midweek in Europa. Mm-hmm. Mönchengladbach beat Dortmund. Dortmund had a red and a bunch of guys out, but still. Stuttgart, draw no bet versus Hoffenheim.
Okay.
Freiburg, draw no bet at Hertha Berlin.
Oh, we're going against Hertha.
Freiburg hasn't lost this year.
Okay.
They're sneaky off to a good start. Hertha hasn't been great. Ligue 1. Back to the well with Nice.
Over. Are they still fucking?
No. They came through on the weekend. That guy scored as well, so we're fully back in on Nice. Nice over Brest. Brest hasn't won this year.
Okay.
Strasbourg, draw no bet at Montpellier.
Uh-huh.
Strasbourg's won 2 of 3. Montpellier haven't won in 3. I like Strasbourg.
Okay.
La Liga, Valencia, draw no bet at Cadiz. Bounce back for Valencia. 2 losses in 3, but they're against good teams. They started off the season hot. Atletico, money line. Once again, over Barca. Barca is in shambles. They got shit kicked by Benfica. Atletico's even money here, so I'll take Atletico. Mallorca, draw no bet against Levante. Levante hasn't won all year. Mm-hmm. And then Serie A, Juventus money line. Tough start. They've won two straight. They're at Torino. I like Juventus money line there. Inter Milan money line at Sassuolo. Sassuolo's lost 3 of 4. Inter hasn't lost this year. And Genoa draw no bet against Salernitana Calcio.
You've been on Genoa quite a bit.
Genoa, I like Genoa.
I know.
And Salernitana Calcio mm-hmm. is in dead last and haven't won this year. You get Genoa draw no bet at -130. I like that.
All right.
And then Sunday, I mean,
we'll put them out.
Sure, it'll go well. Fucking
1, 2. You'll put them out, and I'm sure it'll fucking go well.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 for Sunday.
I assume you guys aren't interested in this boost. Notre Dame to win both the first half and the game versus Cincinnati.
No, thank you.
Fuck no.
There's one for K-State, Oklahoma to combine for under 54 points, and K-State to cover. Not going to take that. K-State has played Oklahoma very, very well the last few years, winning as a 20-point underdog, I believe, last year. Tom Brady to throw for over 67.5 yards in the first quarter.
I don't like that.
No, I'm going to stay away. Red Sox and Yankees both to win tonight.
Not the way the plus Sox are going, pal.
Man United, Chelsea, and Arsenal all to win, plus 480.
Nah, one of those will fucking burn you.
Ryan Blaney to finish in top three in the Yellowwood? Probably right.
Yeah, that seems
like we're going to have to take that.
Yeah.
Is that NASCAR?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking that. I need NASCAR boost.
Yeah, you have to.
It's Yellowwood.
And the moment everyone's waiting
for.
Oh,
no.
I mean, they're almost just printing money for us at this point.
No, it's not almost.
They are printing
money. It's free. It's free.
Thiago Santos to win by KO, TKO versus Johnny Walker. Listen, I respect Johnny and his fucking alcohol. But when it comes to fucking Thiago Santos, he's going to win by KO, TKO. Johnny's going to be all boozed up. +130.
+130?
Yeah.
For Thiago?
That's a steal.
Oh, what's it boosted from? Like -230?
It should be -230, but it's not.
Fucking lock. Let's go.
Right, pal? You feel pretty good about this one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to. There's not much to say at this point.
No, there's not much to say. If you're not
taking it, it's on you.
You're losing money.
They're trying to give you free money. If you don't want to take it, that's on you.
Oh, so we're not going to pay attention to this, but Thiago Santos has lost his last three fights.
Yeah, it's bounce back.
Bounce back.
You're either hot or you're due, right?
Hell yeah.
Bounce back. Johnny Walker hasn't been fucking great either.
Johnny Walker hasn't fought in fucking...
It's fucking booze back,
dude. He hasn't had a good fight in fucking...
Years.
10 years, probably.
Good luck, Thiago. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. Seriously, appreciate it.
Thiago's lost his last three fights.
Yeah, I said that.
I think it should be more emphasized. Johnny Walker's a dude.
I could beat the shit out of Johnny Walker.
Fuck yeah, man.
You don't know Johnny Walker, dude.
Bill's coming after the boost.
Now you're supposed to say, I went to fucking school with Johnny Walker's. Me, him, and Sloan Kettering were fucking...
I smoked pot with Johnny Walker.
Attaboy. There you go. You got it now.
Got it.
Can't thank you guys enough. Bill ruined my thought. Good luck this weekend. If you guys have any questions or anything like that over the weekend, tweet us, let us know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the money line, Mitt broke the money line today.
God damn it.
Mitt.
Yeah, it tends to happen on Fridays. You get a lot of phone calls through this show and Pat's show, and the system just overloads. And
it's tough.
It's tough. I'm sorry.
Hey, good luck to everyone.
Hell yeah.
And I mean it. I fucking mean it. Was the internet nice to you last night?
What's that? What's that?
Was the internet nice to you last night?
I don't fucking know anymore. It is, you know, most of the people are good.
Most.
The king has returned. Some people are kind of flown over their heads. somehow. But I love Warren Sharp. I think he's, you know,
top of the line.
He knows football.
Top of the line.
You know, he threw the pads on in his day, and he got out there and played with the boys, I'm sure.
Yes, he did.
I do not think he played high school football.
Why don't you get on? Why don't you research that a bit, Mitt? Can't thank you guys enough. Good luck this weekend with everything. If you're tailing us, good luck. If you're fading us, good luck. Good luck to everyone. We love everybody. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.